It looked as though Prime Minister Boris Johnson was poised to pass his Brexit withdrawal agreement that would pave the way for the United Kingdom finally to leave the European Union after more than 3 years. But today, skeptical British lawmakers foiled his plans again and have triggered yet another political stalemate. For more, we turn to NPR's Frank Langfitt in London. Frank, here we are again.
Here we are again.
So how did Boris Johnson's plans fall apart?
Well, the way it really happened is the House of Commons put together this amendment, and what they basically said is, we're not going to approve his Brexit deal until we get all the related legislation through. The deadline, as you would remember, it's the end of this month to leave the European Union. The fear was it wouldn't get done. There could be a no-deal Brexit, the UK crashing out of the EU with no, you know, plan for how to do that. Caused a lot of damage to the economy, certainly a lot of political damage. The bottom line also, Michelle, as we've talked about before, many lawmakers don't trust Johnson. They thought that he might have a trick up his sleeve. And so now, under law, Johnson is supposed to write to Brussels today asking for an extension.
This was supposed to be Boris Johnson's big day. How did he respond to this?
Well, he says he's not going to write the letter. This is how he put it in the House of Commons this afternoon.
I will not negotiate a delay with the EU. And neither... And neither does the law compel me to do so. I will tell.
A lot of people would disagree with the last thing that the Prime Minister just said, including many lawmakers. What he says is he's going to come back as early as Monday or Tuesday and try to get this deal through and everything finished by October 31st. Now, this is essentially a campaign pledge, and he's worried that if he doesn't do this, it will be held against him when he tries to call election either later this year or early next.
But if I hear you correctly, members of Parliament, at least a good number of them, do believe that this is the law. And the Prime Minister is saying he won't follow the law as they understand it. So what was Parliament's response to that?
Lawmakers saw this coming, Michelle. So they actually passed a law saying you've got to, if you don't get it done today, you've got to ask for an extension. And what they said today, after he said he wouldn't do it, they said, you have no choice. Ian Blackford, he's a very interesting guy. He's the leader of the Scottish National Party in the House of Commons. He gave Boris Johnson this warning.
And any failure of a prime minister who thinks he's above the law, well, prime minister, you'll find yourself in court.
And that could well happen. You know, they, again, they know Johnson well. There's a lot of them don't trust him. They already had actually filed a case in a Scottish court to force him, in case he tried to buck this, to ask for an extension. And lawmakers say that on Monday, they will be going back to the court to try to compel him to do this.
You know, Frank, I'm imagining this is complicated for people in the UK, let alone for people outside of the countries, I should say. So what are the big takeaways from today?
You know, the way I see it, Michelle, is these are really high stakes. This is one of the biggest decisions made by the country since the end of World War II. And you also have a very dysfunctional system. The country's very polarized. Lawmakers, as you can see, do not trust the prime minister. He has already broken the law once by suspending parliament. And they're pushing very hard against him to avoid what they see as a catastrophe. And so what you have these ingredients are polarization, distrust, the breaking of democratic norms. And frankly, for listeners in the U.S., this should actually have a pretty familiar ring.
That is NPR's Frank Langfitt. Frank, thank you.
Happy to do it, Michelle.